All right, speaking about a thunderstorm, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring him in. Mike Causey at A Check on Sports. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So did you get much rain down there yesterday at all?
We got rain just south of us is devastated. They got more rain than they got with Hurricane Sandy. Bricktown is about 20 minutes south of me, and it's a disaster area.
I saw all those cars floating down the river, those new cars from the car dealership. Did you see that?
Yeah, that's not a river. That's a street.
That was all those cars got caught under the bridge. Man.
It's bad just south of here.
Well, okay. Well, with that being said, it was bad. It was bad in the Bronx last night.
I thought it was 4th of July last night.
Fireworks.
We must hit 5 home runs off the Skankies last night.
Yeah, 5.
5. Severino lasted a long 4 innings yesterday. Yeah. Chocolate Chip was put on the disabled list. The Yankees are in trouble. The Yankees are in big trouble. They're pitching. Those that aren't injured are getting whacked around. I mean, this is the Mets, folks. 15 hits, 8 runs, 5 home runs last night. Every time you looked up, the Mets were hitting another home run at one point. Last night, the Mets looked like the team that was chasing a playoff spot instead of the Yankees. The Yankees have serious issues right now. They're not getting a lot of hitting, and their pitching is, I don't care, they got 12 strikeouts last night. There's a million strikeouts in every game you look at. The Mets pitch, the Yankees pitching is in trouble. Zach Britton hasn't had a lights out outing since they got him. Severino, this is like 6 out of 7 starts now that have been subpar, and he's supposed to be your ace. So there's a lot of straightening out that needs to be done by the Yankees right now.
All right. Where else do you want to go in sports?
Well,
first of all, how were your picks yesterday?
We ran 3rd. The horse ran very green in the stretch, didn't get the greatest of rides, got stuck behind a couple horses. When he finally got freed up late, the horse was running real well, but he ran 3rd yesterday.
All right, now
we ran 3rd yesterday.
All right, now speaking about that, I got an email here. Let me hang on. I get more emails about you now. On Friday, okay?
Mm-hmm.
On Friday or on Monday, you can do it. They need a pick for Saratoga. There's a bunch of folks here going.
I do it all the time.
Okay, well, I'm just reminded. There's a bunch of folks going to Saratoga on Monday from our area, and they want to listen to your picks.
I give them Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I give a daily pick, and then usually I give a stake race on Saturday. So 5 out of the 6 days, I'm picking races up there.
All right, so just
people, what more do you want? Go to my website for $25. You get the ticket a day.
All right. So now
I'm glad people are interested. That's nice.
There we go. All right, so now on to other sports.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to hire somebody, okay?
Yeah.
And when you hire somebody, don't you do a background check?
You would think you do, yeah.
Okay, so what's the problem here with Ohio State? They're saying that this guy lied about his DWI and every. I mean, isn't Ohio State a major university? Isn't it a major business institution that hires people? So you're hiring people in the capacity that this guy Zach Smith was being hired in. And they're saying, oh, he kept the DWI away from Urban Meyer. Well, why didn't Urban Meyer and company do their due diligence and put a background check on this guy? Oh, have you ever killed anyone? No, I never killed anybody. Then you go out and you do a background check and you find the guy's a mass murderer. I mean, why is Ohio State playing the victim here when they're the cause of this?
Well, that's the whole thing, and this is where I agree with you 100%. I mean, you can literally Google somebody's name, and sure, there's lots of people by the same name all over the country.
But you can find out the one you want to find out about. But
all you have to Google, especially if you're Ohio State, is get all his football stats and Google all his name with all those stats, and everything about him will pop up.
Or you go to a police department and you get a social security number and they run a full background check on that person and everything comes out on you. Why is Ohio State saying claiming now that they're a victim here because this person didn't tell me about it? Why didn't you do your job?
They're a victim because they didn't do their job. That's exactly right.
They're a bunch of fools. They're not a victim.
And that's not letting the person off the hook who did what they did.
No, not whatsoever. His biggest crime isn't not telling them.
Yeah.
It's a joke.
Yeah. His biggest crime was what he did, and then it's Ohio State's responsibility to know, especially with what this Paterno and all these other things that have happened. Come on, you got to be kidding me.
Well, not only that. Maybe the guy was selling meth out of his house. Who knows what he did? You have to do a background check. I mean, when I get a job as a teacher, I got to go get fingerprinted all the time. I got to get a background. I got to do everything. And all I'm doing is teaching. I'm not doing what this guy did. But a small institution like my school is doing a background check to make sure they're not hiring some psychopath. You don't do that at Ohio State. Oh, it's just like the movie with Rodney Dangerfield, Back to School. What do you think, Mr. Mellon? Did you do this? Judge, I didn't do it. Well, that's good enough for me. Come on. It's a joke.
Yeah, it's and also with what's his name's reputation anyways going in as a coach.
Urban Meyer, yeah, he's less than stellar, I would say, wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, I would think that you know that something's going to happen.
It's a joke.
You know, I mean, it's pretty simple.
Yep. Hey, back to sports for a while. Yeah. Oakland played Seattle last night. That's a big game out west, and the A's beat the Mariners 7-6 in a close game. It was a little bit lopsided early here. The A's went out to a 4-0 lead, and the Seattle Mariners scored 5 runs over the last 2 innings to make a 7-1 game a close game. So that's a big game for chasing the Astros as well as the wild card race out west. And in the national game last night, Bumgarner pitched against the greatest pitcher in the world last night, Kershaw. And Kershaw pitched good, to his credit. He left the game. It was a 2-1 game going into the 9th inning. He pitched 8 innings. Then they went to the bullpen. Kershaw gave up 4 hits last night over 8 innings with no walks and 9 strikeouts. And then they went to the bullpen, and the Dodgers lost 5-2. The Giants scored 5 runs and 4 runs in the top of the 9th inning to beat the Dodgers 5-2. When are they going to learn, Marshall?
They're never going to learn, because it's a new way of doing baseball.
When are they going to learn? Huh. I mean, they brought in a guy, he threw 28 pitches in the top of the 9th inning and didn't even get 3 outs. He only got 2 outs after he gave up 4 hits and 4 runs in 2/3 of an inning. Kershaw went 8 and only gave up 4 hits. I know I pick on Kershaw all the time, but last night he pitched a good game and was deserving to finish it. But, oh, no, you got to sit down, or else the union's going to come after me if I don't put in guys. It's a joke. It's an absolute joke. As long as you're getting people out, you pitch. Period. Kershaw had the Giants eaten out of his hand, and there's a game that you took – you took victory right out of your hands. It's ridiculous. And I blame the managers and the entire organizations for just being fools and doing this.
All right. Where else? So now, do we do a pick for today? Oh, there's right there. It's none. How many years do I have to do this?
Oh, boy. Yeah, there's no racing on Tuesdays.
Right. All right. Well, that's it. That's it for sports, I guess.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. Like, you know, last night was the Mets season in a nutshell, beating the Yankees. The Yankees, last week of beating up on the Sisters of Mercy, went right down the tubes with the Mets beating them up bad last night at Yankee Stadium. And, you know, when you get to the playoffs, you're going to see pitchers like Jacob DeGrom pitching against you. And he totally shut them down last night. So, The Yankees, they need to figure something out.
All right. We will speak with you mañana.
I'll be here with my pick of the day for Wednesday tomorrow.
All right, take
care. Hopefully we can have some kind of consistent weather, so it won't be a guessing game as to whether we're on grass or not.
All right, Mike, we'll speak to you tomorrow.
Take care, guys. Have a great day.
Take care. Mike Cozzi with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.